This footnote is about finding space in this world for some quiet while it's being so bloody loud.
Teach me.
So I find the busyness quite stimulating a lot of the time, which is good for me occasionally. But a lot of the time, I find it just gets me overwhelmed. I have a very busy head already. I got a lot going on in there. And so I do find it quite therapeutic to go into nature, into, even if it's just a park near you, and try and concentrate on the sound of the birds or the fact that there's nothing really stealing your attention away other than the world around you. It's the natural world. There's nothing artificial to draw your attention. There's no unbalanced attention drawers. It's kind of like you get to sit there and try and focus on what is there to catch your attention. Is it bird calls? Is it the rustle of a lizard in the underbrush, or the sound of different tree leaves and how they make different sounds in the wind?
Yeah.
And when you focus on some things like that, it actually leaves space in your head to space out all those thoughts and be able to look at them and address the, like, actually give them the attention they need to put them on their leaf on the stream.
Yeah.
Whereas normally it's just this storm where I don't have a moment's peace to be able to listen to the thought, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It just feels like they're swirling, and I can never catch them. It's too fast to catch the thought. And so sometimes it takes slowing down to speed up.
Yeah.
So, you know, give yourself that 30 minutes to go for a walk or sit in a park, or I just even have a picnic rug in my car. And sometimes I'm just like, nah, I'm done. I can't. The traffic, like when I'm stuck in a traffic jam, I pull over and sit in the park.
I love
because
that.
Because otherwise
yeah,
I get
yeah.
aggravated. I would rather spend that 30 minutes sitting in a park than sitting in traffic. And so, yeah, and then I actually can use that time for something productive. Yeah, and I think that with the distractions we have, it's sometimes important to take yourself right out of it for just a moment to remember, like, this is what the base level is.
Yeah.
Remember, like, this is base level. This is, like, what you are without any of the extra stuff around. And, I mean, I guess it's even privileged that we have safe places to just sit in a park or go for a walk in the bush.
Yeah.
Australia and is pretty safe overall. And we do have, even in the shiftiest of suburbs, fairly safe and nice places to go for a walk or a park or something like that. But yeah, find a place that you find calming. Some people, it's the library even, or
I love libraries.
Yeah, I find them quite calming. Or, you know, even a space that's at home, but you can make a quiet space for yourself. I find that helpful as well. Yeah. For distraction, it really helps to find your base level and remember that all of this other stuff is on top.
Yeah.
And you can go, you can think without it.
Yeah. And that's one of the very useful components of having, like, a consistent mindfulness practice, where you can focus in, like, specifically on something in your environment that you can approach with a sense of curiosity and just bring yourself back down to that base level of functioning. Yeah,
yes.
That's something that I've definitely relied heavily upon in my own, like, recovery from certain emotional turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I find it useful to not because people hear mindfulness or meditation, they think of like, oh, being super like calm or like being able to make your mind blank. And I'm like, no.
No.
Like for me, it's even going and sketching or writing or something while sitting in that peaceful environment. It just brings me back down to myself, back down to earth.
Yeah.
And it gets to be whatever you want it to be. Like, it doesn't have to be someone else's version of what mindfulness or meditation is.
Yeah.
It's just you spending time with yourself and letting those thoughts that have been screaming at you to be heard, to be heard.
Yeah.
Even, I know that it's hard for people where those thoughts sometimes are, there's some dark thoughts in there too, but sometimes there's something behind it that needs to be heard for it to be resolved.
Yeah. And that's a key as well. Like, sometimes there are things that need to be resolved, but you have to make room to let those things come through. You can't just like plop it on a leaf and send it down the river on its merry way.
Yeah. No, you do have to inspect and give that thought a moment before sending it on its leaf.
Yeah.
I actually think of them as bubbles because they do come back around. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, bubbles are good. We know I like bubbles. Because I'm the bubble lady.
No, my bubbles.
What?
I can't remember. It's from Finding Nemo.
Oh, right. Okay.
My bubbles. Well, yes, that's my footnote about making some calm space for your thoughts so that you can pay attention to the things that need the attention.
That's a good reminder for all of us to try to do that from time to time.
Yeah, it's easy to forget.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mika. You're the best.
Thanks, Leslie. Bye. No, you're the best.
Yeah.
Bye.